This week we have for you a featured product, and it is...
Orlando Attractions Magazine at attractionsmagazine.com. Stay tuned to the end of the show for more information about this new magazine featuring all your favorite Orlando attractions.
Before we start the podcast, we'd like to thank Mouska Trips for sponsoring the Disney Resorts Kingdom podcast. Mouska Trips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsor, Mouska Trips, at www.mouskatrips.com. That's www.mouskatrips.com. Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. Here are your hosts, Luke Manning and Nick McLamb. Guys, take it away.
I'd just like to warn you all ahead of time that today's show has an explicit rating. Now, it's nothing really extreme, but I would give it a PG-13 rating as me and Nick talk about some things in the Parade of Women's Underwear, or as it's really called, Walt Disney's Parade of Dreams, that have a few sexual references to them. So I advise that children do not listen, and people who can be easily offended don't listen. Other than that, though, enjoy the show.
Hello, my name is Jose Castillo, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts Podcast. Here is Luke Manning.
Hello, Jose. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Actually, it's just me doing both of those voices. I just thought... Hello, Nick.
Hey.
Now, before we start off this show, Nick has a little bit of news to tell you all.
What?
What did you... recently released?
Oh, I released my first episode podcast of the Disney News Weekly podcast.
Oh, Disney News Weekly!
Whee! a record-breaking 3-minute show.
Yeah, it might be a record breaker as to the shortest show ever.
It'll get longer as we go along.
Well, today we've got a feature on the show that we haven't really done for quite a while, and that is the attraction walkthrough. Today we're going to do it on a parade, and that would be my new favorite daytime parade. Disneyland's or Walt Disney's Parade of Dreams, which I am nicknaming Walt Disney's Parade of Women's Up. Now, for those of you who don't know what an attraction walkthrough is, well, we basically take a look at a YouTube video of the certain attraction or parade or whatever we're doing it on. And we just basically tell you what we're seeing. Basically, like, we're there commentating on the parade. So, Nick and I are going to take a look at Walt Disney's Parade of Women's Underwear. And, so, Nick, we'll start the video in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I see Tinkerbell. Do you see Tinkerbell?
Yeah.
The Blue Fairy.
Yeah.
Julie Andrews. Geppetto. The women in the underwear. Alice. Albino. Snow White. Belle.
Beast.
Woo! A puppet.
Simba.
Someone. Ariel. A man. A sexy costume.
Judy Cricket. Tinkerbell.
This happy place. Welcome. Welcome to our family time. And the blue fairy is twirling, as is the three fairy godmothers, or whatever they're called, from Sleeping Beauty. There's nothing we won't do. Ooh, the Main Street Cinema, which is actually a cinema. Now, isn't that a cool float? It's a little float. It's basically a mock-up of the front entrance to Disneyland. So you got the Mickey Mouse flower thing, then you got a train... a golden train, which Tinkerbell is perched upon, and then you have the train station with the Parade of Dreams logo, and there's Tinkerbell in her miniskirt goodness going, la la la, tweedledee, tweedledum, la dee da dee doo. Oh,
hello. I'm Tinkerbell.
Oh, wait, she doesn't have a voice, does she? Oh, and there's Pink... I never noticed that Peter Pan is driving it. I wonder if he is actually driving it. To our family time. Welcome to our bro. I'm just going to loop this song in the background for the whole show, which is going to be plus 20 minutes plus. I can assure you of that. And we're looking at a float, and it's stopped. It's not doing a single piece of crud. They're twirling their arms still. I bet the people who do that must get really bored of twirling their arms. Don't you think that, Nick? It's dead. Nick, are you alive? Nick McGlam? Oh, alabalabadadoo. Put them together, and what do you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Wow.
Welcome to the time. We're happy. Given it. Oh, and it's the Beauty and the Beast float, and there's Beauty, the Beast, some chicks shaking her booty. Oh, it's your dinner, Nick. Say hello, Nick. Say hello, Nick, to Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast.
I wish I could see this parade in person.
Say hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hi, there we go. That's good. Just so I can get some... Oh, and there's some women in their underwear, I think. In dresses. Oh, and there you could just see the underwear. There you go.
You love this.
Yes. Oh, that one was good. Yeah, this parade stops every now and then, because it's weird. I wish Belle would twirl. No, I think I'm going to give this an explicit... Oh, and there's forks. Some chicks dressed up as forks. Guests be up. Put our service to the test. Tie a napkin round your neck, Sherry. Oh, and there's two very themed people pushing the thing.
Hi, diddly-dee, an actor's wife from Pinocchio.
They look cool at night.
And the funny thing is, right, so it's like a... Geppetto is working those, the two chicks dressed up there, but they're actually just moving, and when they move, the arms move up and down of Geppetto. So it's a unique, cheap effect.
Interesting.
And those men are walking around with dolls of women's. So it's like when you're in the carpool lane, men bring up blow-up women so they can get in the carpool lane. Ah. Ooh. Can go. See, Nick is really enjoying this parade, aren't you?
What?
Oh, it's Jiminy Cricket and Spectro Magic.
Favorite parade ever.
An actor's life for me. See, you like this parade, don't you? Oh, and there's the Plaza Inn. Great restaurant. Never been there. A bit more motion, girls. Oh, and there are ones in tights. Not nearly as interesting as when they're not in tights.
That's what I do.
Who, Jiminy, the guy playing Jiminy Cricket?
The dude that's just like, if it was a girl, whatever, upside down. Not anymore.
Yeah. Oh, here, my favorite.
Wow.
And this is the Little Mermaid float, if I'm not mistaken. So, oh, it's of the wrong part of the body, though. Explicit, yes.
Problems.
Oh, nice shot. I think that's the one I've seen in the pictures. Oh, and there's some different underwear.
I can't see why you call it this.
Oh, and there is the topless aerial. Parade of women's underwear and topless women. Oh, keep spinning. It's like I've seen old Mickey Mouse clubs of like 7-year-old girls spinning around seeing their underwear.
Probably looks really cool at night.
Well, it's because they run it during the day and at night. So they run it at 3:30 and 6:30.
It looks cool.
And there's the Little Mermaid float at the back of it. Well, the first of the Little Mermaid floats. And here begins the villain section with women dressed up in nice, tight clothing. Oh, and there's Nick's favourite woman, Ursula. Oh, more women in tight clothing.
What did this person do? Just walk around and catch the parade?
What? What'd you say?
Nothing.
Okay. Ursula, she's fat. But that's a good parade float.
What's a good parade float?
What? Oh, and here begins the Alice in Wonderland float.
Oh my god.
See there, Tweedledum and Tweedledee are walking around in real teacups. Hey, she looks about as Hispanic as a brick can be, or the other way around. Seizure.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm on a roll today. And Nick, here's some good piece of news. You very well be getting this parade. In Florida soon.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it might be moving to Magic Kingdom. Oh, women dressed up in tiger costumes.
What is that?
And it moves us forward.
Is that a rhino?
Through despair.
Is that
what?
A rhino?
A what? Rhino. Oh, a rhino. I think I saw a rhino somewhere. Winding. It's the circle. Why is there a rhino? There isn't a rhino in Lion King, is there? And sorry if we have any lag right now. We had a technical difficulty. We had to pause the video. So we're now going to resume into the video right now. Tiger women. Everybody look right. Everybody look. Stand in spotlight. Yeah. See, that's how they're singing it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're like,
Oh, here comes Mr. Rhino.
Oh, hi, Rhino boy. I feel sorry for the guy dressed up as that.
You can tell there's a person in it.
Yeah, but how lamely it's walking. There's probably two in there. Hi, Simba! I wonder if there's a person in there or it's a puppet.
That looks like an animatronic.
Yeah, I don't think it's an animatronic.
It looks like one.
That might be an animatronic.
No, not that. That's definitely one.
Oh, hello, Zazu! Zazu with a very wrong voice.
These floats are detailed.
I think I see more underwear. I don't know what's better, Parade of Women's underwear or Parade of Women's legs.
What is Goofy dressed up as?
A Joker. We're happy. Wrong line. Best of all, we're here to share it all. Very weird music.
Yeah.
But we can see, Aurora, I think?
Yeah.
Pluto. Aurora and, Prince Philip, I think. And there's Snow White and Prince Charming. And Pluto's head. Oh, silhouette of Walt and Mickey. I think I might audition to be Prince Philip.
No.
Yeah.
You're too short.
Short?
Never mind.
You have obviously haven't seen me. Oh, and there's Cinderella and Prince, whatever his name is.
Charming?
Oh, and there is... Yeah. And there is Mickey and his Queen Minnie. Makes no difference who your mom are. You wish upon a star your dreams. I haven't seen this at night yet. I'll have to do that. Next time. Well, no, because it'll be the Christmas parade and fireworks next time I go, so I have to wait until next year to see more underwear.
Wow. Up there, your songs.
That's the end of the parade, but here comes the show stop.
The what?
The parade stops, and you hear a song. Listen to this song, it's great. To all who come to this happy place, welcome. And this is at the various places it stopped. Great song.
I don't have that song.
I'll send it to you. We're happy. Giving and taking till the friends we're making. There's nothing we won't do. Oh, and there's the Pinocchio people jumping up and down like crazy. And so are the Alice in Wonderland people. You know it best of all, Nick. We're here to share it all. Oh, tights and high heels. Tinkerbell singing along. Telling stories and laughing with friends. Precious moments we'll never forget. Oh, that is nice up there. You see those legs? Gonna have to pay closer attention to that next time I go.
Okay.
That is just awesome. You should see how high they spin. How crazily those girls on the Lion King float spin during this bit. This isn't the best video I've seen of it, but it's nice editing and works well. Parade performers going crazy. Oh, more legs, more legs. See how crazy it goes. Okay, yeah, there we go. And that was Walt Disney's Parade of Women's Underwear. What did you think of it, Nick?
Wow.
Great parade, right?
Yeah.
See what I mean? See what I mean? Huh?
explicit rating on this show. Great show. I will definitely get video of it once it comes back from its hiatus in January of 2008. Well, that's it for today's show. As always, we're sponsored by MouseCatrips.com. We have some featured merchandise for you this week. Now, I want to clarify that they're not sponsoring us or anything. We're just having them as like a featured merchandise, and we'll be giving links to them. And that would be the Orlando Attractions Magazine. So, as said at the beginning of the show, stay tuned to the end of the show for a special message about what exactly is Orlando Attractions Magazine. The first issue is out now and is beginning shipping. So please go to attractionsmagazine.com for more information. Nick, where can everyone find your podcast?
It is disneynewsweekly.podomatic.com.
And we'll be sure to get up a link to it on Disney Resorts Kingdom. Heck, maybe it'll become an official Disney Resorts Kingdom podcast.
Okay.
Now, while Nick expects his Mickey Rice Krispy bar and his pretzels, and I continue watching videos of the parade of women's underwear, we have to say goodbye. So, thanks for listening to the show, and we will see you next time.
Come to this happy place. Welcome.
Welcome to our family time.
Are you a fan of Orlando attractions and theme parks? Do you miss the old Disney magazine? Hi, I'm Ricky Briganti, host of the Inside the Magic podcast, and I'd like to tell you about Orlando Attractions Magazine. It's a new magazine that covers all of the theme parks and attractions in Orlando, including all of the Walt Disney World theme parks, Universal Studios, Islands of Adventure, and SeaWorld. Each issue of the magazine will give you restaurant and resort reports, in-depth features on your favorite rides, photo spreads including what's new and what you may have missed, and much more. If you love Disney theme parks and all the attractions that Orlando has to offer, subscribe today at attractionsmagazine.com. Every other month, a new issue will arrive in your mailbox, and I'm sure you'll spend hours looking at it, page after page of exciting news, interesting articles, original cartoons, puzzles, and spectacular color photos. So to subscribe today, just fill out the order form over at attractionsmagazine.com.